So tonight, we're here to celebrate new life. And I can tell you, I say this all the time, this is my favorite event that we do throughout the entire year, because it truly is a celebration. And I look around and I see the work that God's doing. The people that are getting baptized tonight, a lot of them, I just met them. I mean, who are they? You know, they're new believers in Christ. It's a new work. And now, tonight, because they're already believers in Christ, they're going to come up and get baptized. Now, a lot of people believe that baptism equals salvation, right? A lot of people believe that, but that's not what the Bible teaches us. We actually call baptism believers' baptism because the Bible teaches us in several places that you first believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now, that just told you how to be saved. Did you hear baptism in there anywhere? No, you did not. Because baptism doesn't save you. It's very important. It's very meaningful, but it doesn't save you. Baptism follows salvation. So once you believe in Jesus Christ and you're saved, you're born again, now you must be baptized. It's a commandment from Jesus Christ. In Matthew 28, Jesus said, "Go into all the world, make disciples of all nations, and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teach them all that I've commanded you." See, it's a commandment. And I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the age. So Jesus gave a commandment to baptize those who have believed or are now followers or disciples of Jesus Christ. And so that's what we're going to be doing tonight. We're going to be baptizing people who are already saved. So that brings up a logical question then. If baptism doesn't save you, then what's the point of baptism? I'm glad you asked. The point of baptism is this. It's an outward expression or testimony, or you could even say proclamation, of what happened inside of your heart when you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So that's baptism. So baptism is a picture or a symbol, but it's so much more than that. It's a very meaningful event. And I can tell you one thing. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 21, "If you love me, keep my commandments, and I and the Father will love you, and I'll reveal myself," or reveal more of myself to you. He made a promise. And when we keep a commandment, guess what? He will reveal himself or more of himself to us. He's just waiting for us to keep commandments, and then he takes us further and higher in our walk with the Lord. So I told everybody who's getting baptized, expect the Lord to do something in your life. I don't know what. I can't. So it's different for everybody. But he honors when you keep his commandments, right? So that's what baptism is all about. It's very meaningful. It's very important. So baptism is a picture of being buried with Christ, identifying with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. So when we baptize somebody, we put them down in the water, and then about an hour later, no, just kidding, half an hour. But a little while later, we bring them up out of the water. And so when you go down in the water, it's a picture of death and burial. You died with Christ. You're buried with Christ. And then you come up out of the water, new creation in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things pass away, behold, all things become new." And so it's a beautiful picture of new life, everlasting life, everlasting life. How long is everlasting life? It's forever and ever and ever and ever, and you get the idea. It never ends, right? And this is an awesome thing. And so, and it's done by an awesome God. And that's why I love baptism so much, because we get to celebrate this tonight. And so we have several people that are going to be baptized, and we have a volunteer. Who's going to go first? Come on up. I love when people volunteer. And I'll take that. Yeah. Let me get it where it needs to be. There you go.
Hi, my name is Emily Butler, and I'm really excited to get baptized tonight. I've already given my life to the Lord, and I really just want to take that next step of the obedience to Him and just have a new life. So, yeah.
Turn this way. Turn towards these people. Emily, have you accepted Christ as Savior?
Yes.
As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Awesome. All right. There you go. Let me bring that.
My name is Ayana, and I love Jesus with my whole heart.
All right. Cool. Ariana, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead, your nose. Ariana, as a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Caleb, all right.
Hi, my name is Caleb Coleman. I accepted Christ as my Savior on February 11th, 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. So all right. Let's walk down, Caleb. Get down here. All right, Caleb. Have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes.
Okay. So as a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Congratulations.
There you go. A towel shirt. All right. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Ezra Outlaw, and I was saved close to a year ago. I'm here to get baptized tonight to further my walk with Christ.
Here. All right. All right. Ezra, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes.
All right. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Claudia.
Hi, my name's Claudia Rooney. I was saved as of last year, the end of August. I am just so grateful that the Lord just pulled me out of a lot of sin and darkness and shame and a lot of deception and lies. And I'm just so grateful tonight just to be saved and to be home with Him and walk with Him and grow with Him every day.
Amen. Amen. All right. Do you want me?
All right. All right. Claudia, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
I have.
You have. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All the way.
There you go.
My name's Penny. While I was watching something, I decided to get baptized because I love God, and I love Him because I I like him as my Lord Savior.
Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?
Yes.
Yes, okay. You want to hold your hands up like this? Okay. Penny, as a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Mia. Next year, I will be graduating high school, and this past year has probably been the most stressful year of my life. But my mom always says every single day that God will show up and show out, and he really did. So I figured today, before I go off to college, I declare him as my king who will always be by my side.
Accepted Jesus as your Savior?
Yes.
Yes. All right. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Congratulations. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Gail Griffo. And I have decided to get baptized today because it's been on my heart for a long time. So I just want to further my walk with Jesus.
Amen. You accepted Christ as Savior?
Yes.
Hold your nose.
Okay.
Right. Put your hand there and hold your nose. Both hands. I got you. Don't worry. Okay. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
I am Travis Loveless. I've been going to this church for about a year, and after all the churches in my life, this is the one I'm going to get baptized in, and this is the one that I have most frequently asked Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior into, since we're never saved by sight, but rather faith, as in Corinthians.
Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Yes?
Yep.
Okay. As a proclamation of your faith, I'm going to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Will Lucas, I was delivered and saved from a drug addiction April 18th by the power of God. So now I'm just showing my commitment to him, walking in his footsteps. So that's why I'm getting baptized.
So Will, have you accepted Christ as Savior?
Yes.
All right. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you.
Hi, my name is Michelle. I've been going to Calvary Chapel for almost 10 years now.
I've been blessed to have been raised in a Christian household, been going raised up in the church, and actually accepted Jesus as my Savior through the children's ministry here when I was in fifth grade. But through some circumstances in my life, I ended up walking away from the Lord and falling deep into sin with sexual morality, specifically within LGBTQ community, and a big part of that community being as well with pornography. And through the span of a year, the Lord was just working in my life, drawing me closer and closer to Him, since I thought that that was my identity, that was my fulfillment. But the Lord just drew me to His Word, and I found that that is where love is, that God is love, and just of that He demonstrated His love so great in the manner that He sent His Son Jesus to die for our sins. And in that moment, I just repented for my sins and rededicated my life to the Lord. And since then, I've been walking out my life for Him, but I've always been hesitant to get baptized just because of just guilt and shame in confessing of my sins. But the Lord's been really speaking that to me in the past couple years about the importance of confession and bringing our sins to light so that the Lord may be magnified and that we die to ourselves, but as well that that we can then work on our sins and get the help from the body. So I just want to be baptized to not only to represent the salvation I have in Christ through His death, burial, and resurrection, but as well to dedicate myself to the Lord and proclaim that I am a daughter of the God, and that I'm no longer living for myself, but I'm living for the Lord. Yeah.
All right, Michelle, have you accepted Christ as Savior?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Abby. I'm 6 years sober, and I'm hoping that Jesus can lead me further into my sobriety.
Abby, have you accepted Christ as Savior?
Yes.
As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Strasser. Back in December, I was saved by Jesus Christ. Been through a rough time all through my childhood, and reaching out and asking a lot of questions, why, and God has given me the answers. He's given me the answers, and I feel I'm at home here.
Roseanne, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?
Yes, I have.
Okay. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name's, well, a little loud. James Strasser, yeah, Jim. Along with my wife, in December, we accepted Christ. I reaffirmed second time for me, and this is a next step in my walk with the Lord.
James, you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes, I did.
Okay. As a proclamation of your faith in front of these people, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name's Jeanette, and thank you. I did everything the hard way, and instead of reading the Bible, I read psychology books, which meant I was curing myself. And the more I read the Bible, excuse me, the more I realize that the Holy Spirit does the work. And I'm sorry, I have a stiff voice. And it was interesting because Christ died for my sins, and the Holy Spirit's teaching me to be Christ-like, and Christ got baptized as an adult because he loves God, so the Trinity's here. And he had three people working on me, so it's got to work. And if I'm here at 65 and you said you get blessed baptized, maybe I can bless God back this time.
Jeanette, have you accepted Christ as Savior?
Yes, I have.
Okay. As a proclamation of your faith to these people here, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hi, my name is Andrew Mandia. I've been a believer since I was around 6 years old, and I'm just here today to get baptized to show obedience to God. Yeah.
You know what I'm going to ask you? Have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
Yes.
All right. As a proclamation of your faith to these people here, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name is Tommy Lawson, and the reason I'm getting baptized is because Jesus saved my life. Little under 2 years ago, I was living in Oklahoma, where I grew up, and I didn't have a lot of church and stuff growing up. But he saved my life, and he continues to do that every day. And like you get, like everyone in here, sinner or believer, I have a very muddy past, and I realize that you could live your life rolling around in that mud, or you can accept the gift of a future with God, one very, very incredible. And I choose the future with God.
Have you accepted Christ as Savior?
Yes, sir.
Okay. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Hello, I am Joey Fitzpatrick, and I was saved a few weeks ago, and I want to believe in God more. Amen.
Joseph, you accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior?
Yes.
All right. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
But seriously, all right, I have hearing again. Seriously, all kidding aside, if you have believed in Christ as Lord and Savior, but you haven't been baptized, now's your opportunity. The water's here. It's warm, only in America, right? Warm. It's beautiful. So you can come up and get baptized right here, right now, in obedience to Christ. And like I said earlier, Jesus gave the command. Go into all the world, make disciples, and baptize them. It's a command. We baptize because he commanded us to, but we also know that when we keep his commandments, he blesses us, and he moves afresh in our life. And so he will honor any time you follow a commandment of his. And I've learned in my own walk with the Lord that when I keep a commandment, even though I was hesitant to do it, for whatever reason, when I finally do, in the process of keeping that commandment, I find out, oh, now I understand why you commanded me to do that. It's for my good. It's for my benefit. It goes well with me, right? That's what God would say all the time in the Old Testament. Keep my commandments and then it will go well with you. And so with that said, going once, going twice. Does anybody want to be baptized? Inner street clothes. Yeah, all right. All right. So tell us your name.
My name's Aiden.
First and last.
My name's Aiden McCrudden, and I've accepted Jesus like a year ago.
Okay.
And yeah.
And it's time. Okay. Time to be baptized?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. There we go. All right.
Accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
We even found a rental towel for him. So, you know, I didn't know you could do that, but hey, you know, you can do anything you want. So, all right, anybody else? Come on up. Come on up. All right. Yeah. Yeah, sure. So tell us your first and last name and tell us why you wanted to be baptized.
My name is Isabella Stagliano.
That's okay. So am I.
I accepted Christ as my Savior. My dad passed away 2 years ago, and I wanted to find Christ and be sure to connect with him, and maybe he'll help me, I guess.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm terrible at speaking.
That's all right. Anybody have a towel?
That little young man over there has my towel.
All right.
Bend down. Isabel, have you accepted Christ as your Savior?
I have.
You have?
Yes.
Okay. You might want to hold your fingers, maybe. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
You know, it's interesting to me that somebody would come out of an audience in their street clothes and get baptized. That means something. That means something. And so, look, you know, it's not really a big sacrifice, but it's something. And so, look, if that's you, if you've believed but have not been baptized, here's your opportunity. Yes. Here's your opportunity. We can rent another towel. We can do whatever we need to do. But seriously, if you have an opportunity, this is a golden opportunity. We're here, the water's here, the pictures are here, everything's ready. All you got to do is come up and get baptized. And I'm not kidding around. Seriously, God will show you. God will reveal himself to you. He'll work in your life if you follow in believer's baptism.
We have more towels, too, by the way.
That's right. There's more where that came from. Going once, going twice. Okay. Well, congratulations to everybody. Yeah. This is truly something to celebrate, to watch God work, to watch God move, to watch God do what he does. It's all him. It's all his doing, and all we do is make ourselves available and participate. That's all. He does all the work. And so listen, maybe you didn't get baptized tonight and you should have. I don't know. That's between you and the Lord. But maybe you're here tonight and somebody invited you, a friend, a relative, whatever it may be, to come and see them get baptized. And you've heard some interesting things tonight, some testimonies of what God did in people's lives who were walking according to the worldly ways and not according to God, and they were actually on their way to hell, but God saved them. And now they're going to heaven. New life in Christ. This is what this is all about, new life in Christ. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, I don't have that, but you can. You can. You can receive Jesus Christ right here, right now, tonight. And I want to give you that opportunity before we close this service tonight to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Let me tell you something. You were created in the image of God. You're a triune being, and so is God. God is the perfect triune, the superior Trinity, and you are, and I, we are, all human beings are, the inferior Trinity because we sin. And sin separates us from God. So when we come into this world, our body and soul are alive, but our spirit is dead in trespasses and sins. And if we stay in that state all our lives and never come to Christ, we'll never be born of the Spirit. We'll never come alive spiritually, and we'll go to hell. So if you followed Satan all your life, because he is the god of this age, you'll go where he goes. If you follow God all your life, you'll go where he goes. It's your choice. Two choices. Bob Dylan said it best. You got to serve somebody. It may be the devil. It may be the Lord. You got to serve somebody. And there's only two choices. Now, why somebody would choose to reject Jesus Christ and go to hell, I have no idea. It makes no sense to me. I can't comprehend that. But when I heard the gospel years ago, 28 years ago to be exact, I wanted new life. I wanted everlasting life. Perhaps that's you here tonight. So whatever the case may be, maybe you fell away and you want to come back. Or maybe you've never received Christ as Lord and Savior. Maybe you grew up in a church that practices a dead religion. I don't know. But if you want to receive Jesus Christ, it doesn't really matter. We don't care where you've been, what you've done. All we know is that God loves you. And he loves you so much, he sent his only son into the world to die on a cross so that you would not go to hell, that instead you would go to heaven and have everlasting life with him. If you want forgiveness of sins and everlasting life, I'm going to offer you that right here, right now. Let's everybody close our eyes and bow our heads. And if you want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, just raise your hand right now. Just raise your hand right now. I see your hand back there. Yes. Keep your hand up, please. Anybody else? If you want to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, have your sins forgiven, and receive the free gift of everlasting life, just raise your hand. I see your hand back there. Yeah. Praise God. Anybody else? Listen, I'll tell you right now, there's a spiritual battle going on in this room right now, I could tell you. The Holy Spirit's moving and working, and so is the devil. So that voice that tells you not to do it, don't listen to that voice. Listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit that's drawing. Right? If you want to receive Christ, just put your hand up. And start a new life with Christ. Okay. For those of you that raised your hand, and even if you didn't, I'm going to pray a prayer with you right now. Now, I'm going to be giving you the words, but make it from your heart to God. Okay? So just repeat after me. Are you ready? Even if you didn't raise your hand, and certainly if you did, pray this prayer. Father, thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for my sins. Jesus, I believe you died for me and rose again from the dead so my sins could be forgiven and I could have everlasting life. Please forgive me for all my sins. Come into my heart. Give birth to my spirit. Give me everlasting life. Teach me how to follow you. Make yourself real to me. Be my Savior and my Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 All right. So now listen. Now that you've prayed that prayer, you know what comes next, right? It's time to get baptized. It's time to get baptized. Because what did Jesus say? Make disciples, make believers, and then baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So come on up and get baptized now as new believers in Christ. You don't want to get wet? Neither do I, but if it was up to me, and I've never been baptized, I'd be running up here right now. So I recommend that you come on up. Yeah. Hey, man. How's it going? Tell us your first and last name and tell us why you just received Christ.
Okay. What's up, guys? Hey, everybody. My name's Daniel Hill. I honestly wasn't even planning to get baptized, let alone want to do this. I have no change of clothes, but whatever. I don't care. I'm just here, and I'm happy to be with you all tonight because I usually don't come here on Wednesday nights. I'm either working or I'm socializing with my peers. To make a long story short, the friends weren't meeting tonight. Unfortunately, they're not really believers, which I admit that's a sin of me and a sin of them. I pray for them all the time. But they weren't meeting tonight, and I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to come to church tonight. And, yeah, I don't really know a whole lot about the Bible, but I do know that I love the Lord, and I know that it's something that I want to learn more about. So, yeah.
Okay. Hey, amen. You want to take your shoes off?
Yeah.
Take them off. All right. Came prepared.
Somewhat.
Somewhat.
No idea I'm going to make this work.
It'll work. Take your shoes off and your watch. Your glasses. You got a lot of paraphernalia on there. But that's okay. It's all worth it.
Yep.
I'll take your glasses. I'll take good care of them.
Thank you.
We'll get you a Rent-A-Towel.
Oh, yeah,
just squat down. Squat down just like this. All right. Daniel.
Yes.
Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior?
I do, yes.
You have. You have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior.
I have.
Okay. I'm not going to hold your nose, maybe. As a proclamation of your faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right, there was one more. Right back there. Are you coming? We're waiting for you. We turned the hot tub up 2 notches. Seriously, are you gonna follow the Lord in believer's baptism? No, okay. All right, well, look, again, congratulations to all of you who were baptized tonight. Yeah. And those of you who received Christ tonight, and those of you who might have prayed and aren't ready to talk about it. And so Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Right? So don't ever be ashamed of Jesus Christ. He's the one true and living God, all right? Savior of the world. And so we want to continue this celebration because tonight is truly a celebration. So I'm going to close in prayer. We're going to do some songs, and then we'll go next door. We have refreshments and desserts and things like that. And let's just enjoy the night together in celebration of new life.